Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Friday's edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're finishing up the week with Isaiah chapter 44, verses 21 through 28. Just a short little passage of scripture where the Lord alone is God, creator and savior. God's greatness is described, and today's reading concludes with a reference to the Persian ruler Cyrus, who defeated the Babylonians in 539 BC and gave permission to the Israelites, who had been living in exile in Babylonia, to return home to Judah. And, of course, this all down to the day is what God has been promising his people. And we know that when God showed Daniel the vision of the statue that Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, was the head of gold. But then the next great ruler would be the Medes and the Persians. And together they would rule the greatest empire that the world has ever seen. And so it is under the Persian ruler Cyrus that the Jews were finally given permission to go back to their homeland and to rebuild the city walls and their temple. So all of this just falls right into God's prophecies. How wonderful. Okay, let's go ahead and and God's guiding word again for us all this week has been hope. As we begin reading in Isaiah chapter 44, verses 21 through 28. The Lord says, Israel, remember this. Remember that you are my servant. I created you to be my servant, and I will never forget you. I have swept your sins away like a cloud. Come back to me. I am the one who saves you. Shout for joy, you heavens. Shout, deep places of the earth. Shout for joy, mountains and every tree of the forest. The Lord has shown his greatness by saving his people Israel. I am the Lord, your Savior. I am the one who created you. I am the Lord, the creator of all things. I alone stretched out the heavens when I made the earth. No one helped me. I made fools the fortune tellers and frustrate the predictions of astrologers. The words of the wise I refute and show that their wisdom is foolishness. But when my servant makes a prediction, when I send a messenger to reveal my plans, I make those plans and predictions come true. I tell Israel that people will live there again in the cities of Judah, that they will be rebuilt. Those cities will rise from the ruins. With a word of command, I dry up the ocean. I say to Cyrus, you are the one who will rule for me. You will do what I want you to do. You will order that Jerusalem be rebuilt and that the foundations of the temple be laid. And again, the key verse is Isaiah chapter 44, verse 24, that says, I am the Lord your Savior. I am the one who created you. I am the Lord, the creator of all things. And it's interesting, beloved, that here, before he was even born, Cyrus is being named by name by God to be the one who is going to set the people of Israel free. Because of this, some worldly historians have said that obviously the book of Isaiah is written by different people during different times, because how could anyone know that the name of the Persian ruler who would set the Jewish people free to go back to Israel would be named Cyrus? And so there just had to be some foul play going on here. Well, it's not foul play. When God stands in his glory, he looks down upon his creation that is contained within the sphere of time. God stands outside the sphere of time. And so When he looks at us, he can see us at our birth. He can see us at our death. He can see us wherever we are at that point, and wherever he wants to look at us. Time means nothing to God. And so it is of little consequence that God is able to give his man, Isaiah, the name of the king that is going to release God's people to go back to the land. And again, just another wonderful manifestation of God's power. Let's pray. Holy God, there is no other God but you, and I worship you alone. You are my creator and savior, my source of help and strength. Keep me close to you day by day in the safety of your love. I praise your holy name. Amen. Well, that brings our day together, our morning together, I should say, and our week together to an end. I hope to see you in church on Sunday morning. We had a wonderful time last Sunday, and it's just anybody who missed the services Sunday really missed a wonderful time in the Lord. And so I hope to see you there at in church or on the internet through Facebook or WhatsApp or whatever, however you follow us, please be there. If not, well then, we'll see you again bright and early on Monday morning when we are going to be reading Isaiah chapter 45 verses 1 through 13, where we read about Cyrus being chosen by God to liberate the exiled Israelites. So until we meet again, beloved, I'm expecting him to unleash his most wonderful blessings in your life, that your prayers will be answered, that your loved ones will be blessed, and all of this because of the wonderful love of Jesus. Amen.